Order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Council President Cardoza?
Present.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Mayor Steer?
Here. If you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda.
Mayor, I have one question on the consent agenda. Chris, could you talk to me about the refund for the art show?
I don't know.
There's payables in here for look at refunds for art show.
That was from July 8th when our commission had the art show out there. And then the commission, because it was so hot that day, and maybe I'd discuss it with you. It was so hot that day that there was the 80-20 split, but then they had also paid an additional table fee. And due to the heat and people were coming, but it was so hot, no milling around, that the commission offered a partial refund.
So it was the commission's decision to end it early and not the vendors asking to end it early?
I had event participants that were, the heat was a factor for them. It was just overall the best decision. The heat was, it was 100 and, I think it was 103, 104 was the first really well over 100 day there was. So it was just very hot. We had the ice cream person. They were like in the vehicle trying to, you know, the food, they're in the vehicles. And it was just very hot, so.
No, I understand all that. I mean, obviously, as you're aware, I've done that myself. So
right.
I was just, I was concerned that it was the vendors that were asking for the refund and not us offering it.
No, it was the Art Commission that made the offer. It was not a request from the vendors.
Have we issued those checks already?
I don't think we have. Oh, they have been issued. Okay.
Can I ask you a question, John, or Chris, whoever knows the answer? Those, I guess, like vendor fees that people paid to be a part of that, do those go into like an Art Commission budget, or do they go into what I'll call the general fund of the city?
Those fees go to like the Art Commission budget. If it's, so it was the Art Commission function, so those fees went to the Art Commission budget for, not for free spending, but to help do other art-related events or performances or exhibits, that kind of thing.
Okay, because the only reason I'm asking is, in the federal sector, which is obviously my point of reference all the time, there's so many rules about like what happens to money when it comes in and where it goes, and then based on that, who has the authority to do something with it. And if you do something with money, you're not allowed to, like if you don't have the authority to give funds to somebody and you do, you can be personally liable. So I just want to make sure that if something like this happens in the future, we're not setting anybody up for individual liability because they didn't have the authority to spend funds in that way. So I don't know if we know really clearly whether we think that would count as an expenditure of funds for the purposes of events or whatever or not, but just wanting to make sure if we need to change anything or clarify anything we can.
I'll follow up with Richard and John and I work together on these things as well, so we try to always be in compliance with the State Tax Commission and those kinds of things, Central District Health. So we'll for sure look into that and make sure that we're following those rules as well.
Yeah, it, like if you need us to sign off on it or whatever,
sure.
I'm sure it wouldn't be an issue. But
yeah, sure, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boulin-Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Public hearing on the budget is rescheduled until September 5th, 2017. Next item is 6B, public hearing and consideration to approve resolution number R56-2017, a resolution of the City of Cuna, Idaho, adopting the following fee schedule with J&M Sanitation. So this is the rate schedule that was put together. This is the last piece of the puzzle. We need to go ahead and get those recycling carts out and operational. I think it shows the $2 fee. Yeah, $2 for every cart.
Yeah, Mayor, just to add one additional thing there, the items in green on your packets there on that attachment, there's also an additional one that's on there aside from the recycling, and that's a four-yard dumpster charge, and that's just an additional breakout that J&M wanted to do a while ago, and we just postponed this piece of it until now just to make sure we got it all in front of you.
Oh, the commercial 8-yard.
Excuse me, 8-yard, yeah. They just needed another way to break out service requests, so we just added this on here. It's not a rate increase, it's just an additional service.
Okay.
John, do you know the difference? Because there's two 8-yards on here. There's 8 yards one time a week, 6 owners, and then just 8-yard, 6 owners. I don't know if you know what's the difference between the two. The other one's twice a week. I don't know. Without them being here to...
Actually, I think the commercial, the 8-yard one time a week, or excuse me, the 8-yard commercial art cart, the higher expense one, mm-hmm. is actually one that doesn't belong there. The 6408, that's an old rate.
Okay.
And so it didn't get removed when we added this new one, so it needs to be taken off there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there's no further questions, the question is rightfully before council.
Should I move we close the public hearing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did a public
hearing. I mean, I knew there's nobody here, but.
Okay, this is a public hearing. We will open this for the public hearing. I don't have anyone signed up on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify?
Do it.
Come on, John.
Chicken.
Okay. Seeing none, motion to close the public hearing.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing. Any further discussion from council?
Mayor, I have no concerns, as it's just the addition of the recycling container, and there's no additional increase in the monthly fee. So I just wanted that for the record, that we're not raising any fees besides the additional adding the recycling cart.
And that's totally voluntary.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. With that, I move we approve resolution number R56-2017.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R56-2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Business items. This is a request to use $13,700 of water contingency funds for backup pump at Butler Park Municipal Well. Bob Bachman, Public Works Director.
This is something that was Gordon and Antonio were both working on before their departure. I'm just kind of finishing it up. I did vet this out thoroughly with staff, and it is something they feel we need very, very much so. Basically what it does is if the pump that we currently have over there were to go down, it would allow us to go to the backup pump, keep the water system going, and keep the fire supply going for that area. So it is something that we need. It was something that Gordon and Antonio were moving towards, and I'd stand for any questions.
And that is an older pump that's in there now, right?
Yes, it is.
Mayor?
Yes.
Bob, I thought that pump was, or not the pump, but the well was contaminated, I thought, with sulfur, and that we were going to use it strictly for PI.
We put a new well in it a year ago now. The old well was. That's why we put the new well in, and this is just to finish out that project.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Thanks.
Yep.
Mayor.
Yes.
Bob, is that a when that pump goes down or the well goes down, does that automatically turn that pump on, or is that a manual turn on?
No, it automatically go to the backup pump.
Thank you.
Yep.
I move we approve the request for $13,700 from the Water Department Contingency Fund for the purpose of installing a new backup pump at the Butler Park Municipal Well.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the expense of $13,700 for the backup pump at Butler Park Municipal Well. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That motion carries. Item 8A is ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 27-13, an ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, amending the Title 7, Chapter 3, Section 4, titled Hours, to allow for persons to be on the greenbelt pathway during certain hours where the city has installed lighting and providing an effective date. This was a request of Council Member Jones to put us in compliance because of the lighting that we put on the pathway down there.
I had a question, but our officer left. My concern was only whether we anticipate any concerns with having it be 24-hour access, or whether they would prefer we end at like midnight and reopen at like 4 or 5 a.m. or something like that.
We did have a discussion with Chief McDaniel, and he thought it was a good idea to go ahead and allow access down there as long as it's a lit area like that. So
24 hours a day.
He didn't have any concerns with that. In fact, they're actually quite hopeful that since it's well lit, that it will help curtail some of the graffiti and things that have been going on down there at night. So we didn't get any objection from him.
Mayor, I have one question. I know that Richard's not here tonight to answer it. Under the 73-4-B, where it's allowing the persons to enter the green belt where the city has installed lighting all times, I just want to make sure that anything that requires an after-hour permit as far as a special event still applies. I don't know if I'm reading that wrong or if that's still part of A is still applied to B up there where it requires a after-hour permit. I don't know if that's something that can be added or what, if anybody's reading that differently than I am.
Council Member Jones, I think that B, I think we're just going along the green belt. It's supposed to be just the lit part along the green belt, so none of the other park spaces, just along the green belt. So people would need an after-hours permit if they were going to do an event.
If we have an event like on the disc golf course where that's part of it's lit, wouldn't that require an after hour?
Yes. Yeah, because they're using sections that aren't lit, so they would need a special event, they would need an after hours permit for that.
And I don't think that this is an emergency to move this, so if you would rather table this item until the next meeting, we can do that when Richard will be here to answer.
Yeah,
questions.
I think probably, Mayor, that would probably be best. I just want to make sure we're still having the requirement in there if it's needed, because it's mentioned in A, so I just want to make sure we either need to add it to B or somehow refer to it. I just don't want to lose that requirement that we have.
Sure.
So with that, Mayor, then if council has any other discussion, I will move to table ordinance 2017-13 to the next meeting on
September 5th.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table ordinance number 2017-13 until the next council meeting of September 5th. Any further discussion? All
Mayor,
those in, oh yes, go ahead.
I do have under A, it says occupy or enter upon the premises of any city park. Are we actually talking about a city park, or are we talking about the Greenbelt specifically?
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. So the Greenbelt is actually part of the park's facilities. And what we wanted to do was try and write this up in such a way that so that we don't have to, you know, do a specific area, so that as we add lighting throughout the Greenbelt, this will apply to any area that's already lit. And it's very possible that we'll put lights up the hill here and there. And
okay.
So we just kind of wanted to be a one-size-fits-all.
So B specifically addresses the Greenbelt. Part A addresses the city park as a whole.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay. We'll ask Richard for clarification on that, make sure we're all on the same page with that. But okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Any further discussion?
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And then one thing that I think I'd like to request is that when we're doing ordinance changes, I think maybe cost-wise, I think it would be beneficial for the city to, anytime we're opening up certain areas of ordinances, that we go into a code section and go through that entire code section, make sure there's things that we don't want to change in that. One of the most expensive parts of changing ordinances is that we have to send those off. By law, we have to send those off to be codified. So they'll go through and they'll look at this, and then they'll go through the entire code book to see if there's anything else that affects. And I think maybe we need to maybe either bunch these up a little more or something to that effect. So anytime we can and something comes up like this that really isn't an emergency to get through, if we can just kind of let them stack and let Richard work on the stuff and then do several at a time so we're not codifying all the time.
That makes sense, and to the extent it helps us kind of make sure our ordinances are up to date and stuff, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. And that was the last item on the agenda for tonight. Is there any announcements that council would like to mention? Pat, did you want to say anything about CUNA days or how that all went? Looks like it all went pretty well.
Yeah, it seemed to go very smoothly. I don't think there's anything that was above and beyond what has transpired in the past. I think it was a good event. I was happy to see that there was no arrest or anything like that. That's always good. I definitely appreciate all the help that was given, especially by city staff. So I think that you can't do it without them. So I do definitely appreciate that, and I think everything went as smooth as it could be. I think the numbers were down a little bit this year as far as attendance, but I think it was just another great year. So
okay.
I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. Anything else?
Mayor, I just had one question. I don't know if Bobby can give us a little status where we are with the splash pad.
You almost made it. Almost made it. We're in the process of getting everything ordered, and I'm waiting on the storage tank to be shipped here, and then we're going to start digging the pit for that and installing that. So we should have most of it here towards the end of September, and we'll be working on it probably September, October-ish.
Are you anticipating a spring opening? I would assume we're not using it during the winter or something.
Unless you want an ice rink. I mean.
Well, that could be good. I mean, rent out ice skates.
Yeah, so we're anticipating spring.
We'd have to have a helmet ordinance.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, Mayor? Yes.
Bobby, I thought we couldn't proceed because the railroad wouldn't give us the permission to put that in.
We're actually putting it on city property.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. The area that we chose is all city property. So,
what is the prognosis of the talking to the railroad about purchasing? Has that progressed any?
It hasn't progressed any. I'm still waiting to hear back from the title company. They were doing a title search on the entire Greenbelt, making sure there's no underlying landowners that could potentially have say in selling it.
Okay. Last question. We intend in the near future going all the way down to Strobel, I think, eventually. Mm-hmm. Is our purchase going to allow us all the way down to Strobel? We're just down behind Walgreens at this time. The Sailor, I guess it is.
So the purchase I'm working on right now, it'll only get us from Swan Falls to Indian Creek School. That's as much as...
We're going west. We're not going east then with the purchase.
So from...
Railroad property only runs from Swan Falls up here. Then the rest of that would be... We'll work with developers to...
Yeah, the rest of that's being donated to the city.
But we could someday feasibly get just about to Eagle Road with all that. So.
Okay. I thought maybe the railroad had a right-of-way on both sides. They track all the way down. Mm-mm. Okay.
Nope. Yeah, the right-of-way, once it gets past Swamp Falls there, it starts cutting off and gets quite a ways away from the creek. So,
does the city own between Orchard and Swamp Falls? Who owns that property?
Yes, we do. We got it from Ada County.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.